This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Police and protesters clashed Sunday night in Belarus after authoritarian leader Alexander Lukashenko appears headed for a huge win in the presidential election, despite a strong push by the opposition. About 1,000 protesters gathered in Minsk near an obelisk honoring the city. Police beat them with batons and used flash grenades and water cannons to disperse the protesters, who tried to build barricades with garbage cans. Lukashenko said earlier Sunday he will not tolerate demonstrators and warned that police will be tough. Exit polls and the election commission are giving Lukashenko about 80% of the vote, and the only opposition candidate to seriously challenge him, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, has a scant 7%. Three other candidates were token challengers. Final results are expected Monday, but are unlikely to be radically different. Belarus did not invite independent European monitors to watch the vote, but election observers say Belarus has a long history of voting that is neither free nor fair. Tsikhanouskaya entered the race after her husband, opposition blogger and presidential hopeful Sergei Tsikhanouskaya, was arrested in May. Police charged him with attacking an officer and organizing mass unrest. He denies both charges. Tens of thousands of Belarusians backed Tsikhanouskaya as she cast her ballot on Sunday. She demanded that official results be free of fraud. Lukashenko has been in power since Belarus declared independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. More on this and other stories can be found at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States has passed the 5 million mark in terms of numbers of coronavirus cases. That's more than any other nation. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation has released a model predicting nearly 300,000 American deaths by December 1st if Americans don't start consistently wearing face masks. That's almost double the number of deaths recorded to date. The group's director said if 95% of Americans start wearing masks, more than 66,000 lives would be saved. Brazil and India respectively followed the United States in terms of number of cases. This weekend, Brazil became the second country in the world to pass 100,000 deaths from the virus, again second to the United States, which has more than 162,000 deaths. Brazil's president Jair Bolsonaro says, though he has a clear conscience despite the toll, Bolsonaro himself survived COVID-19 last month and said he has done everything possible to save lives. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani Sunday announced the release of a last batch of 400 Taliban prisoners, clearing the way for an early start to a U.S.-brokered peace dialogue with the Islamist insurgency. Ghani's decision came after a government-sponsored Grand Public Assembly advised him to free the prisoners as part of the landmark deal between the Taliban and the United States, aimed at ending decades of war in Afghanistan. The pact agreed to last February 29th, called for the release of 5,000 insurgent prisoners in exchange for 1,000 Afghan security personnel that the Taliban was holding captive. The insurgents have already freed all the prisoners they were to release in a phased process. The president released all but 400 Taliban detainees and convened the three-day assembly on Friday to seek its advice. At the end of their deliberations Sunday, the Afghan Public Assembly of more than 3,000 delegates urged Ghani to release the final 400 prisoners. World leaders agreed Sunday to provide major resources to Lebanon to help it recover from last week's massive explosion in Beirut that killed at least 158 people and injured about 6,000 others. They gave no figure how much money they would send. The leaders met by teleconference at the request of French President Emmanuel Macron. Macron said the assistance should be timely, sufficient, and consistent with the needs of the Lebanese people and directly delivered to the Lebanese population with utmost efficiency and transparency. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.